Happy holidays, everyone! Welcome to A Cinema Guy's Christmas. In this very special episode, we're going to talk all things holidays. We'll start with a list of some of our favorite holiday movies and talk some traditions we have, as well as other movies that aren't necessarily holiday-themed, but take place during the holidays, as well as some of our favorite holiday television specials we enjoy. We will end with a few recommendations and where to find them, as always. I'm Brad, and here with me are my fellow elves, Justin and Michael.
I'm not an elf. I want to be the Santa Claus. There's not any other players. There's only two. There's only elves and Santa Claus.
I want to be the Abominable Snowman.
He's not a player in the good guy crowd.
He is if you watch Rudolph.
Oh, I guess he does. Hang the star on the Christmas tree in the end.
Yeah, he turns it around.
Well, fine. I'm the guy with the mustache that has the beard.
Yukon Cornelius?
Yukon Cornelius.
If anything, you're a toy from the Island of Misfit Toys.
Oh, I'll be that. Ooh, I want to be the lion with wings. He's like the god of that world.
He's like the lion with
wings. Like. Santa's nothing. Santa's the bow down to this winged god. Justin is my name.
And Michael is my game.
Let's start it off with our flick picks.
Flick picks, flick picks.
In our special holiday edition of Flick Picks, we're going to give you a few of our top holiday movies.
Go, Brad.
Go.
All right, so hold on. Holiday movies, and this is
we'll do just movies,
what you think
TV
now
shows.
Or what it was growing up.
We'll say right now.
Okay, because those are two different lists.
I just did my top three. Mine are A Christmas Story. I mean, that's my all-time favorite, even from a kid until now.
You
I
watch
it
every year?
Year.
And how has it aged with your children now? Do they like it?
They have not seen it yet.
Why?
They will watch it this year.
Fudge! That's why.
I don't know how well it will go with them, but...
My kids love it.
Next one would be The Nightmare Before Christmas. Another one I watch every year.
This is Halloween.
What's this?
It's got a great soundtrack that I listen to every year.
I do
as well.
Love it. I think I go back and forth whether I think it's Christmas or a Halloween movie.
It kind of can go both. And then last on my list is Elf. Mm. Elf is just one of those. It's just a fun movie to watch, and it's hilarious.
And it introduces us to the dulcet sounds of Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it did. So I'll piggyback off that for my list because Elf is number one on my list, which is amazing because I think it's hard for a holiday special to become a rewatcher all the time. Anything new, I feel like, oh, that's new stuff. I still watch all the old stuff. But Elf is so good. I think it's, even this year so far, it has been the most watched with us and our kids and our family. My kids love it. We like it. It's probably, I feel like, probably the best of what we watched this year. Home Alone is a staple for us.
Okay.
Christmas movie, we always watch it. That's a big one. And it's one that we only watch at Christmas time. Another big one, I think this is still a movie, even though it's something that generally was only on TV. The Grinch Who Stole, or How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But the cartoon... Not the original cartoon that just had pictures in black and white, but the colored cartoon.
The Chuck Jones.
Yes.
Animated.
Your mean one.
That
one.
Narrated by
the Boris Karloff one.
And I simultaneously hate the Jim Carrey one. I don't like the Jim Carrey one that much, but I know some people who think that's the best one. Anyway, so those are my three. I have to put in the Rudolph claymation. Even though it has not aged, we don't watch it much anymore. My kids don't love it. They always think it's weird.
They just watched it last week.
They'll tolerate that one, but any of the others. The one that was like Island Misfit Toys or Year Without a Santa Claus or the one with the I'm Mr. Hate Miser.
Yeah, my kids are the same way. They love the Rudolph, but you try to put the other ones on, they're like
this is on the internet. I'm like, it's the same dang people and the same dang... It's like a year later, probably better.
But it's not the same.
It's not. Anyways, going back to Rudolph, I love it. I always hated it when I was a little kid, and I hate it now, the Silver and Gold song.
Really?
Silver and Gold. I hate it. Every time they sing it, I'm like, ugh, give me fast forward through Silver and
Gold. That's like Portobello Road and Mary Poppins.
Portobello Road, Portobello Road. Anything and everything a chap can be told. Oh, no. That's Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Yeah. No, what's the sad song from Mary Poppins?
Oh, the Toppins.
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 It just like it just ruins the entire.
Yeah, I know, but that part is so important for those kids to get charity because when they go to the bank, it is not good when they want to give their tuppence to that lady.
I understand the importance of it, but it
of course you were a big money over the banker over there.
I'm a banker. Selling me with those dirty words.
All right, what's your flick picks for the Christmas holiday?
Well, all-time favorite is probably A Christmas Story. I love it. Just so many memorable lines, funny scenes by the director of Porky's. Just to throw that in there.
Also directed.
Is it really director of Porky's? Yep.
He also directed Black Christmas, the original one.
Wow.
I'll go National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one. That's one we do watch every year.
Another one with memorable lines and scenes that you can just repeat over and over again. And
we haven't watched that one this year. We need to put that on the list.
And I'll go. I like the original Rudolph, but I also like the sequel, Baby New Year, which technically is a New Year's movie, but still
we all get together and watch those New Year's movies.
Why? He's trying to find Baby New Year.
That's not even a thing anymore. We gave up for believing in that being a Baby New Year, whatever it was.
Maybe you did. Maybe
you did. That's why you never see each year come to fruition. I don't know what happens if Baby New Year is not found.
But you can't go to the next year.
Sounds like they found the key to immortality. Kill that baby.
But then the world ends.
Oh, the world ends? You left out that part.
I'm just assuming.
Come join the Cinema Guys for our first public event. Come hang out with us as we throw back to a simpler time when parodies were straightforward and the humor easy to digest. We'll be watching Spaceballs at the Red Tree Art Gallery and Coffee Shop in Cincinnati, January 12th at 8 p.m. May the Schwartz be with you. So we gave some of our favorites. How about we shake it up and give some of our least favorite holiday shows? I know some of, at least one of mine is like everybody's favorite movie of all time, and I'm like, eh. It's a Wonderful Life. I'm not a big fan of that movie at all. I know a lot of people love it.
It's a holiday classic.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't hate it. I mean, I'm not dying to go rewatch it all the time.
No.
And The Polar Express, I'm not a huge fan of it. It's one of my boys' favorite ones, so I've seen it many times.
You gotta admit that scene makes you want hot chocolate though, right?
Yeah.
That's all they wanted, sound hot Swiss Miss.
It's not as magical as the book. And
I never read the book.
Oh, well, we read the book as Tom Hanks every night. No.
Because he's certainly in this movie.
But I'm taking this book and trying to stretch it into a 2-hour movie just didn't work.
I think I would have agreed with you at one point. When I first saw it, I was like, that was weird. It was weird. The animation was a little weird. But my kids do watch it a lot, and I've kind of grown into it. I like it. I like the message behind it. I like the magicalness of him getting the bell. And especially because we have one who doesn't believe anymore, and it's a little sad. And I want him to still have that magical spirit. You should read the book. Maybe I shall. Maybe I shall.
You should get him a bell that doesn't ring.
I don't hate Polar Express. But
you should. You should get him a bell that doesn't ring.
What's your problem, man?
Everyone else can hear it. Why can't you?
Any other ones you hate?
I think it's just mostly those two that I can really think of. I'm like, if it comes on, I'm like,
How about you?
I don't think I'd ever watch The Santa Claus.
What? With Tim Allen?
Yeah, I just don't remember it very fondly.
You didn't bring that up earlier when I mentioned that it was on Netflix now.
I was saving it for the podcast.
That's pretty good one, man. I think it's good.
Santa Claus isn't too
I'd
bad.
Have to go back and revisit, but it's not
the
one
third
that, like,
one is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Frost. Is it
Jack
Frost?
Jack Frost, but it's
Martin Short.
Martin Short. I hate Martin Short. I never think he's funny, ever. Even when he was Clifford. Remember when he was Clifford, little kid?
Oh, yeah.
Three Amigos is probably his funniest role for me. Everything else, I always hate him. I liked him in Inner Space, but only because I like that movie, not because I like him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you're right. The second one wasn't good, but I thought the first one was a good sort of Christmas classic.
Yeah. I'd have to go back and watch it. It's just, I'm trying to think of stuff like, it just doesn't intrigue me to just watch it.
What about you? I think you gave one earlier in your picks.
What is it? Oh, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Yes.
Yeah.
Grinch Who Stole Christmas is not my favorite, but as I was sitting here thinking of these,
the Grinch movie, not the
yes. There was Grinch, a few things that I couldn't think of things that I will not watch. Like, I don't love A Wonderful Life. I even, to my chagrin, will watch the Peanuts Christmas thing.
Special,
whatever it is. I hate Peanuts. I don't think they're good. But that one, I'm like, it's probably the best of all of them. They got the little Bible story in there. It's cute. Like, I like it.
Just comes out and gives his little speech.
And then Lucy's still a bee. Like, and even that one, I'll still watch. I guess I do, like my children, hate the extra, you know, claymation things. When you said the Baby New Year, I was immediately like, ugh, I wouldn't watch that.
One I will refuse to watch or get into is the Elf on the Shelf one.
Oh, it has its own thing?
Oh, it has its own show.
Hold on, do you guys do Elf on the Shelf?
No, yes. Absolutely not.
Oh, see, we don't do it. I think it's the dumbest thing.
But it's increasingly got slacked, like, how much we move. Like, I think we move.
Do you move it every day? You don't move it every day?
I think we used to. I think we moved it, like, 3 times this year. We're just like, eh.
There was, like, a big debacle at someone's house. I don't know the rules. We never really had it until, like, on Sunday, we were at someone's house watching the football game, and I walked into a room, and these two children were like, hey, can you touch that elf twice? And I was like, yeah. And then when another little girl starts crying, you killed it. I guess the rule is if it gets touched twice by a human, it dies. And so I guess I murdered someone's shelfy elf. Yeah, if I knew it had its own show, I would quit watching it immediately. It's stupid.
Yeah, it has its own movie.
But you might like it. Sorry.
No, I mean, there's a lot of those, like, you know, little TV specials. Like, there's that. They have, like, the elf one where it's, like, action elves and they, like, jump around.
Prep and Landing?
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. You know what's a new one that is really a new special that actually is pretty good is Arthur Christmas.
That one, I watched it, I was like,
I'm surprised that this is...
I'm surprised you like it because it's done by English guys.
No, it's not. Yep. His brother's, like, American. He's, like, combat American. No one's got no British accents in that.
It's British.
Well, it does not have the dumb animation that the other ones have. It's good animation.
The same people that did Wallace and
Gromit. I do not believe it. Nuh-uh. It is not the same one. Are you serious?
Yes.
Mind blown.
Ballast right now. I'm so mad at this. It's not the same people. I refuse. It's not the same animation style.
He's like, I'm not watching it ever again.
Yeah, now I hate it. Never mind. I'm taking it back. I'm going to go with Miracle on 34th Street, the remake, because it's awesome with Dylan McDermott. Handsome man.
You got Bad Santa. Bad Santa's a good movie.
That one's a good one.
I guess I never considered that a Christmas movie, but it is.
It all takes place around Christmas.
I guess since we're kind of getting into it, since it's our holiday special, we can just talk about some things that, you know,
Christmas related or adjacent.
Christmas traditions. We can dig into more holiday traditions. What are some traditions during the holidays? Like movies, TV shows that you watch every year, either growing up or now, or how it's different now compared to...
Well, in our house, younger. It is my wife who controls the holiday TV, and her number one on her list is the Miracle on 34th Street remake, the new one. Mm-hmm. She, like, loves it, and I like it, too. She'll play that every year. One of my faves, two of them, and I know that you guys aren't a fan of the rom-coms like I am, but The Holiday with Cameron Diaz and Jack Black and Jude Law is fantastic. Have you seen The Holiday?
Yes.
Yeah, I love The Holiday.
It was fun.
I think it's one of the better of those kind of movies. It had potential to be stupid.
I love Actually. I think it's a wonderful, saccharine sweet film.
It is good.
It is a good one.
And I even like his follow-up, About Time, which I thought was amazing.
About Time is amazing.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It made me cry. It's really, I thought it was really, really
cool. Our guy from Star Wars Episode 1, I know his name, my brain's just gone, the redhead guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, General Musk.
Who's also in Ex Machina.
Yeah. Oh, from Force Awakens.
Yes.
You said Episode 1.
Oh, that's Episode 1, I'm sorry.
Like, Episode 1 of the new trilogy.
Yes, of the new trilogy, right.
There we go.
By 1, I meant 7, of course.
1 by 7 by 14.
I think for me, some of the holiday traditions I had, like, one of my all-time favorite just specials is Emmett Otter's Christmas.
Dude, that one's good.
I always watch that. Yeah.
What's the metal band's name? Nightmare.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
They're so awesome. I watched that a ton growing up. I loved that movie.
And for the past few years, I was like, I know Kermit the Frog was in this. I remember watching it with Kermit the Frog. And he was when they aired it on TV, but on the DVDs, not. Because...
Isn't there Al Frog on the like tree stump or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, but
Kermit
the Frog, when it was on TV, would
Did
do like
a little song,
little cut-ins, you know, to commercial or away from commercial.
Of course, Kermit's got to butt his way in there. A new one for us has become, because we watched all those growing up. I think I watched all of them whenever they came on TV growing up.
Disney Christmas Carol was
so
great.
Yeah, so we, about 4 or 5 years ago, I'm going to tell this little story. It's a little story. Got the Mickey's Christmas Carol DVD, and it has like a couple of extra things on it. Mm-hmm. And right before we're watching this, at the time I thought it was the dumbest thing, called Small One. And it's like a little boy gets a donkey, and they're like, man, the donkey's old, and they call him Small One. And the dad's like, son, you need to go and sell this donkey in the town and get the money because we need it for our whatever. And so the boy didn't want to, and the whole time he goes into the town, no one wants this old donkey except for the guy who tans hides. He wants to kill him. And so every time the boy goes to a new spot, he sings this song. He's like, small one, blah, 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 like, because no one wants Small One. He's sad because he doesn't want to get he wants to get the money for his dad, but he doesn't want the donkey to die. So anyways, the whole time I'm like, ugh, this is so stupid. What I did not know, because I am not always really paying attention, I wasn't really seeing that he was a little Middle Eastern. The whole town was a Middle Eastern town. And in the middle of the night, I'm like, what's going on now? This nice man comes up to the boy. He's like, boy, my wife is pregnant. We have to make the journey to Bethlehem. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I start crying. I swear. I start crying. I'm like, Small One's going to carry Jesus. Because the boy kept saying, it was so obvious. The boy kept saying, I think he's meant for a king. And I was not following, man. I was just like, this donkey is dead. And then suddenly I'm like, he did carry a king. Oh, like, I was bawling.
So have you not seen Esther the Long-Eared Donkey?
I have not seen Esther the Long-Eared Donkey.
It's one of those Rankin and Bass claymation that is that story.
Of Small One?
Of the donkey who carried Jesus to
Bethlehem.
Yeah, it's oh. Rankin and Bass did that too.
We watch that now every year because it's like Small One's on. You're like, Dad, this is boring. But carry Jesus.
I'm like, okay, Dad.
I don't think I have any current ones. I think in the more current one that I watch is Shrek the Halls.
Oh yeah, those are pretty good. All those like DreamWorks like Halloween and Christmas specials.
I think Shrek's the only one I've seen. I haven't watched any of the other ones, like the Madagascar and the Penguins.
We have a DreamWorks embargo in our house.
What? I take DreamWorks over Pixar any day.
That's craziness. Now we
wait. We'll have to wait till the next DreamWorks /Pixar movie comes out. But when it does, we'll talk about how much DreamWorks is way better than Pixar.
Yeah. We'll save that for another time. Another one that I loved was Twas the Night Before Christmas with the mouse that lived in the clock and a clockmaker. The only way you could get it for a long time on DVD, like I searched and searched, you had to buy a special Frosty DVD and it was like a special feature on there.
Oh, really?
You can get it now by itself. But it was a clockmaker. They wanted him to make this for the clock tower when it struck midnight on Christmas. It was a big song, and you know, to get Santa to come back to their town. And there's a little mouse that he was a little clockmaker too, that lived there, and he had a little mouse family.
And why is it that the mice that live in the houses always do whatever it is the people who live in the house do? They're church mice, and they do churchy things. Like,
it's what they see,
I guess.
What about the old Disney Bedknobs and Brew, or not Bedknobs?
I'm stuck on
Babes in Toyland.
Ooh, Babes in Toyland. My kids have not rewatched that, and I haven't watched that in a long time, but when I was little, I remember loving it.
Yeah, it was really creepy and fun. It was like,
I don't think I've ever seen it.
And like all these like puppets and like weird tree creatures.
Yeah, it's
and
like
stuff.
A guy and a girl get shrunk to like toy size, right? Yeah. And there's like the Nutcracker soldiers are bad guys.
Mm-hmm. It's really weird.
Fairies are good guys. That's all I remember.
There was one I watched on Netflix last year. basically was the Toy Story ripped the story off completely. It was like the toys in the attic or something like that. It was a Jim Henson show.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And they'd kind of come to life, but when the kid come, they like take a position, and one got taken away, and I'm like, this is...
Like Small Soldiers. Yeah. Small Soldiers.
I was like, that this was the is same like the thing. Toy Story.
Ending in the cupboard.
My more current favorite movie is I love horror movies. Why not put horror with Christmas?
No, it doesn't belong.
Krampus. The Krampus movie. I love it.
I have not seen Krampus.
I have not seen it either.
But it's all on one of the things, right?
Hulu. No, it's not on anything, right? There's there's a bunch of like cheap knockoffs.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I love Trick or Treats, and I by the same director, so I need to see it at some point in time.
Although I guess an exception of that for me is Gremlins. A holiday movie.
I guess that would lead to something like...
Oh, that's right.
Movies that take place during the holidays may not necessarily be a holiday movie.
Right.
Quote, unquote, like Gremlins.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie technically because it all happens during Christmas. Even the Gremlins dress up like carolers. They go through a big charade.
Technically, Gizmo is a Christmas present. So
oh,
he's
a Christmas present.
It is a true. Christmas movie.
What's crazy is if you get your kids to watch this movie, is that...
It'll give them nightmares.
It'll give them nightmares, and the story, I don't know if you remember the story that Phoebe Cates tells about her dad.
Yeah, how she died.
Do you remember the story? He was going to be Santa Claus, fell down the chimney, they didn't know his body was missing for like 3 or 4 days, and they start smelling his decaying, rotten body out of the chimney, and the fire department had to come rip his body out, dressed in a Santa suit. And I'm like... I don't remember this story.
There's the uplifting story of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Joe Dante.
Don't dress up like Santa Claus and try to... Who would have thought they could fit down their own chimney, though?
That guy was an idiot.
That guy deserved to die.
Phoebe Cates deserved better.
Yes. She probably was better off not having a father.
You could put Gremlins on one of those classic holiday movies, because it is...
Now, was Gremlins 2 The New Batch, was that a Christmas movie as well?
No, that took place during the summer.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because they had to make it look like it was dark outside because it was all bright. To kill the gremlins.
What about Die Hard? When did you put that in Christmas movie? It takes place during Christmas. Yeah.
No, they all do, right?
No, Die Hard and Die Hard 2.
And Die Hard 2. Die Hard 2 does
Die
as well,
Hard.
Right. Die Hard. Yes, and a great Christmas movie at that.
What are some other ones? Can you think of any others that would...
Die Hard.
Die Harder.
Die Hard 2.
Any Shane Black movie? They all take place during Christmas.
True. Iron Man 3, one of your favorites.
That takes place during Christmas?
Yeah, right around, yeah.
The Nice Guys.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. It's a great movie.
The Last Boy Scout.
Ooh, that's one of my wife's favorite movies.
We haven't even mentioned White Christmas.
Oh.
Probably one of the
classic
movies.
Sisters. I like White Christmas, but that's one my wife never picked up on, so...
You guys
she
would
doesn't.
Like White Christmas.
That was one I grew up watching a lot.
Well, because it had a hard army theme to it as well.
It did.
I keep forgetting. They make it look
white
like
army.
So bad.
We didn't mention that one.
White army.
Nobody mentioned Miracle on 34th Street.
I did the remake.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
Not the original.
That was another one that I'm like, yeah.
No, the remake's really good.
Is he crazy or is he Santa Claus?
He's Santa Claus, man. The real one doesn't. The new one does not even give you room to think. He does magic.
Because the new one, he's too
Maybe
worried
he's
about
just
his
insane.
His dinosaur park.
They need to combine the two.
Welcome to Santa Park.
Could be a new movie universe.
I'm gonna throw in some other stuff. I love the Futurama Christmas specials.
I don't think I've seen those.
So one of my favorite cartoon shows, but they had like this really weird continuous plot with Christmas where, you know, it takes place in the future and Santa Claus is now a mechanized robot.
Of course he is.
That goes around and kills people.
I have seen that.
And so each year they have to shut down and lock down on Christmas because he goes around killing people who are on his naughty list.
Fun. That's fun. Futurama is funny.
I know another one that a lot of people probably haven't seen. The California Raisins Christmas special. Remember that? It was all claymation.
I like
sing
that
their songs. And that is a very hard one to find.
Yes. That would be very difficult.
The
first Simpsons episode was a Christmas special.
It was. A movie, Edward Scissorhands. That takes place at Christmas time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's good.
And one that we didn't talk about, since we're all movie guys and geeks, The Star Wars Christmas special.
It's not a Christmas movie. It's a Life Day movie.
Life Day, yes.
I guess it's the Star Wars holiday special, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because Life Day was supposed to be Christmas.
Yeah.
Or Hanukkah, or whatever you want it to be. Or
in my heart, I tried to be like, the holiday special, it's good, it's good. And I tried to watch it last year with my boys.
No, it's horrible.
And the virtual, horn that
he's watching.
Old man's watching.
Yeah, the boys were like, what are you showing me?
And I mean, Chewbacca's just got to be the worst dad of all time.
Right.
He just shows up out of nowhere. He doesn't know who his kids are. They're probably not even his.
Because he just volunteered for everything. It's not like he was out making a living.
He's not even doing anything that's good. He's a mercenary. He's a smuggler.
Oh, I also have a wife and children at home. Itchy and whatever, scratchy. Num-num. Oh, it's bad.
It's kind of like Hawkeye in the Avengers. They were like, hey, guys, look, I have a family.
You are a bad
Yeah, but at least he's a hero. He's working for the government.
Yeah,
he's
he can pan it as a job.
Chewbacca's a hero.
He's smuggling drugs.
Yeah, when you meet him, he's not even working for a cause.
Helped blow up the first Death Star.
We have to realize that Han Solo and Chewbacca probably were in the human trafficking business. Han Solo's a horrible person. And Chewbacca's a horrible person. They just redeemed themselves by blowing up the Death Star.
And they didn't even blow up the Death Star. They just shot Darth Vader out of the way.
This is true. And then I gotta deliver these slaves.
I got kids knocking on the floors back here.
From a galaxy far, far away and a long, long time ago.
Nothing's changed.
Now we've given quite a bit of holiday fun for everyone. And what are some things that, you know, for the holidays, as people are sitting inside sipping their cocoa, roasting the chestnuts over a fire.
Does anyone even roast chestnuts over a fire?
I've never roasted a chestnut.
What's a chestnut?
It's a nut.
I mean, have you ever eaten a chestnut?
Possibly. I've eaten a lot of nuts.
Possibly, as I'm chowing down nuts, there's a chestnut in there somewhere.
I mean, you get those assorted nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what you're eating? A Brazil
nut? I'm willing to say I'm not eating a chestnut.
I don't know. But while they are sitting by their fire or their fire show streaming on their TV.
The Yule Log.
Which is on Netflix again.
Watching
Bill
Murray's Christmas special.
Oh, that was actually good last year. I liked it.
What are some things that they could watch at home, like the Bill Murray Christmas special? Which
I haven't seen
it. On Netflix. I haven't seen it either.
Well, because we only have Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix, which I know sounds like, only have those.
I only have those three.
I know.
Like,
so, guys, I'm bragging here. I'm always on the lookout for what any of the specials that we can watch on those, because we don't have many of them on DVD or anything like that, or they get scratched because we have kids. And so there's not a lot, but The Santa Claus just popped up today, actually, on Netflix. Jingle All the Way with
that
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad is on. You can watch that. And then a lot of the Peanuts stuff is on Netflix, if you care for those sort of things. Anyway, so I would go with the Santa Claus.
Why do you hate Charlie Brown so much?
It's so boring.
So, Michael, is there anything that you would recommend at home?
Westworld? It's like puzzles. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Do you have any holiday-themed stuff
really
that you
took
can
the wind
of?
Out of my sails there.
I'm just kidding. No.
I know.
I really do want to see Westworld. Really.
Holiday-themed.
Like Ernest Saves Christmas or
that's
something
yours.
Like that. No, that's not going to be my pick. I haven't watched
Ernest
that
Saves
years.
Christmas, if you ever loved it, don't watch it again because it'll ruin it. It's not good anymore. It was on I liked Ernest.
I remember loving it, so that's... Yeah, I guess I'll just
Ernest Goes to Camp was awesome. Ernest Escapes from Jail
was not
so great. And Ernest
Scared Stupid. That one was alright.
No, where they fight the trolls with milk?
Yeah, it's alright.
I don't know. Ernest Goes to Camp was awesome.
I know what my recommendation will be.
I mean, all the holiday stuff I think we've already talked about that I would recommend watching. So I'm going to recommend a movie I watched last night called Sing Street by the director of Once. And it's a very sweet film, good to sit back and watch with the wife. And
on what mechanism?
It's on Netflix.
What?
Yes. Yep.
Putting it on the list.
Very good. And especially if you love 80s new wave, it's all about music and guys starting a band to impress a girl.
Last night I watched Yoga Hosers.
And?
That was really fun. It's awesome to see Johnny Depp's daughter and Kevin Smith's daughter as main characters.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Lee's in it. And Johnny Depp's in it.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith.
And Kevin Smith. Many times.
Kevin Smith is in it?
Yeah, he plays the little monsters.
He's the little wiener monsters.
He's the little wiener monsters. I did not get that. Because the whole time I was like, oh, Kevin Smith's not in this. Jason Mewes is in it.
Yeah.
For just a second. You know, I thought it was funny. The whole time I was like, this is stupid, but I'm kind of interested.
You know what show Jason Mewes is in that was really good? Was Todd versus the Book of Pure Evil.
Huh.
Which was a Canadian show about a metalhead who has to fight... his school is actually a satanic school run by this satanic cult. And he has to fight off the Book of Pure Evil. But it only ran for 2 seasons and never got completed.
Nice.
But it's really funny.
Well, my recommendation, I just thought of it. I watched this last year on Netflix. It is still on Netflix. The Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas Special.
That is fun.
Awesome.
I don't remember that.
The original one? I guess it's an old one. Didn't they make a new one?
No, they made a new movie.
Okay.
But this is the original.
From the original TV show,
the original Christmas special
that they did?
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
What was the word of the day?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Did Cherry have a Santa hat on?
I think Cherry did have a
Santa hat. I
think
I can remember it. I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, it is on Netflix. I loved Pee-wee's Playhouse growing up. I watched it last year, and I think I'm going to watch it with the boys.
Make it like a high, make a high, any ho.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch Uncle Nick, because I think that looks pretty funny.
Yes.
So I like Brian Posehn.
I do like Brian Posehn.
And it's a Christmas movie.
Can I throw in one more?
Absolutely.
So the funny Christmas movie I want to see this year is Christmas
Office
Party
Christmas
or whatever.
Yeah.
Looks really good. Last year, I think it was called The Night Before.
That was really
Night
funny.
Before.
Night Before?
With
Seth
Rogen.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was so funny.
I was like dying.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be down. I was like, all right, it's going to be their typical kind of movies. I thought it was hilarious.
I liked it
I
a
actually
lot.
Want to watch
Michael
it.
Shannon was great in it, as always.
Oh, yeah.
And the drug dealer, whoever the drug dealer
Michael
was.
Shannon.
Yeah,
Michael that's
Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
Yeah.
Who is Michael Shannon?
He's in Boardwalk Empire as the weird agent. He's in Mud. He's in...
Oh, Mud. That's right. I did see
Mud.
Did
you ever see that movie? Was it Bug?
Yeah, that's all by the same director.
Okay.
He was hilarious in...
Yeah, he's a really great actor. Yeah, and that's on HBO Go, I believe, right now.
Do we have anything else that we want to add to
no,
Cinema Guys Christmas?
But our next episode will be...
Rogue One.
That was Superman music, I know.
That was Superman music. Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Whenever you're listening to it, does come out this week.
I rebel.
We are extremely excited to see this movie.
We are.
But stay tuned. Look for a Rogue One episode, depending on when you're listening to this.
If not, have a happy holidays, guys.
Thanks for listening to Cinema Guys Christmas.
Cinema Guys.
Hope everyone has a happy holidays out there. And the season's full of lots of friends, family, and love. Merry Christmas from the Cinema Guys.
Happy New Year.